Good morning. How are you guys?
We are trying not to melt, which is the good words, but it's July. It gets hot, then we know school's right around the corner. If things are hot, 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 and we know that it's August 10th is the go time for the MCCSC, so we've got a couple weeks to get things going, and you guys will have a meeting next Tuesday. All your positions filled up, ready to go, or is that what you're going to hear about coming up next week?
On Tuesday, yeah, the board's going to approve some additional hirings. We have some administrative positions that we need to fill. I'm sure that we'll have a long list of faculty approvals, too, as we did last month. So, yeah, we're looking forward to being able to get all of our administrators in and going.
The part of that answer, I talked to Peggy Chambers, who is our HR person, and she says they'll be hiring right up to the start of school, and that there are some people who are just now making the decision that they have decided they do not want to come back, and so they have to find replacements for those people too. So it's a process.
This is an annual.
Oh, yeah.
This is an annual event. This is the annual musical chairs, because some people leave other places, one domino falls. It's just like the coaching thing when we talk about college sports or whatever it is. So we get it. When people hear this, I don't want them to be alarmed. This is a normal functioning part of everything else. And some people people see it the last minute. Well, there's jobs in the MCCSC, and, well, it's time to go.
Well, and the other thing is that you have to kind of pay attention to your enrollments in the classes, and you may end up with something that requires an adjustment in that, too.
Right. Summertime's a really, really busy time for a bunch of our administrators who are recruiting folks, interviewing folks, replacing folks. It really does, you know, I think a lot of people think summertime, there's nothing going on, but there is a lot going on in terms of getting ready for the fall semester.
Well, and some of our people move on to positions in other school systems, too. You know, that happens.
Right,
that,
and some of our people leave, and some of our people are promoted within our school corporation, and then that leaves openings for other folks. So,
well,
it's a busy time, as always.
As a matter of example, if we replace a principal, and that comes from our teaching staff, somebody that's qualified from the teaching staff, now we've got to replace that teacher. And if, you know, I mean, it gets all kinds of things. If an assistant principal moves up to principal, now we've got to replace the assistant principal. So that happens.
And something that Superintendent DeMuth did several years ago in conjunction with the IU School of Education was created a graduate program to educate or to allow our faculty or others who wanted to get administrator licenses to be allowed to do that. So that's done in conjunction with IU and our school. So we've been able to provide the education and the experience for a number of our people to be promoted into administrative or higher administrative positions because of that.
You've been through this a lot, Sue. We've all been through it. There's somebody that's new to the community, or you're a veteran, you've been here. What should parents be thinking about? What should they be checking on? Is there anything they need to know that perhaps they didn't know before?
In terms of getting ready for school, our school supply lists are out for our elementary grades.
That's right.
And that can be found on our on a school website. And because every school might be different, every grade, of course, is different for school supplies. So I hope folks will check that so they'll know what kinds of things they need to be prepared for. If folks have new students entering our school corporation, they need to register those folks before they start. Kindergarten registration has been going on for a while, and it's going on right now. And any other new student certainly can register with our school corporation, 812-330-7700. And folks at our administration center will get you all set up with that.
And if you have any questions about what shots does my child need, they can provide that information too. That's right.
All of them.
Now, let's talk about the application that we came up with last year, near the end of the year, for finding out when your bus is going to arrive.
Right. Where's my bus?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great application. You know, folks can stay at home. They don't have to go out and wait a long time. The application will tell you what the bus number is, what the bus route is. When it's getting close to your stop, you'll see where that bus is, and so it'll be really handy And that's a really good point, Keith, because soon postcards will be sent out to all families with what their bus route is, what their bus number is, who their bus driver is, what their anticipated time of pickup is. So all of that information should be coming to families within the next couple of weeks.
That, and we've got other situations where people can check and find out what exactly is happening, and they can either call their local school or they can call the administration building.
Right, and there's also a schedule on our website for folks, especially in the elementary schools, right before school starts, so that kids and families can go in and meet their teachers there.
Right.
And, of course, our high schools and our middle schools all do transitional kinds of orientation programs, and folks will be notified of that. And that, too, is on our website, so people can, so families can see when their kids can get that orientation to their new schools.
Now, there was a story, ISTEP, of course, is in the news, and you talked about it in the past, and there is a commission, special commission, that is supposed to come up with recommendations because the legislature begins in January, and I think from the very beginning you said there's no way meeting once a month they can meet that deadline. Well, now they're talking about perhaps they can't meet the deadline.
Well, and Keith, it's, you know, what I have read is that the superintendent of public instruction, Glenda Ritz, would like a different kind of test.
Right.
That really measures students' advancement, students' achievements, and what they need. It sounds like this commission wants to have something very similar to the ISTEP that we've had in the past that won't necessarily give teachers really good information. So, you know, I'm very happy that it has educators from around the state on this committee, but I really wish that on that commission they had testing experts, people who understood test construction and could talk about what is the purpose of this test, why do we want to have this test, what do we want this test to tell us, and then in response to that help design a test. But it's hard to know what kind of discussion is going on, but it doesn't appear that they're going to move forward with something a whole lot different, because it sounds like Glenda Ritz is in the minority on this.
Well, let me read you what the Associated Press says about this. They say a panel in charge of recommendations of a new state standardized test for students remains divided on a replacement for the ISTEP exam. State Superintendent Glenda Ritz wants Indiana to use computer-based tests with questions that adapt to students' skill levels in order to give teachers a better understanding of what individuals know. And
why do teachers need a test to know that? They're with the kids every day. What's one test going to figure that out?
That's an excellent point. And my point on that would be, if the test adjusts itself for the students' responses, then how does your test compare to my
different
test?
It's not a standard
because
test.
We've both gotten kind of the same thing now, or a different thing. But here's the other part of the story. But some panelists appointed by Governor Mike Pence say Indiana should keep a single pass-fail exam and potentially offer additional tests that measure students' progress. Meantime, Republican State Representative Robert Benning of Indianapolis suggests keeping the current system while taking time to pilot another test design. So, you know, you look at this and you say, what in the world? Who's in charge?
Well, and that's a really good point. And Glass just made the point that I think we've talked about for a long time. Our teachers are with our kids constantly. Our teachers can assess the progress and what individual students need to know. So again, my question is, as you said, Keith, who's in charge? But what is it that we want the tests for? And if we want them purely to grade schools, that's really, to me, that's really not an appropriate use of our state funds, our millions and millions of dollars in testing. We have to talk, or they have to talk, and have a more, vigorous discussion about the purpose of a test, not just, well, what are we going to do, and when are we going to do it? I'm kind of disappointed with their lack of progress or with the direction that they're taking. And
what's the contract situation there, Sue? Are they still with?
I don't know.
Is it 3 years, 2 years, 5 years? What's the deal? It just seems like it's completely unorganized.
I don't think we have a contract right now. I think that's why we're looking, or the state is looking to see how to proceed with testing, and then as a result of that, might come a contract with someone. But again, I'm really disappointed on the lack of progress. It looks like we're just going to go back to the way, it looks like it's on par to go back to the way it has been. And it's not too late for folks to contact. The list of all of those members is on the MCCSC website with their contact information. I would encourage folks to contact those members as well as your state legislative representative. To talk about or let them know your feelings about standardized tests and how they should be used and how they should not be used to punish schools and teachers and children.
The word in that sentence is key. It's standardized, and and what Keith just read has nothing to do with standards of anything.
Exactly. So
why is that even being brought up? If a numpty like me sitting here doing a radio show can figure that out in 2 minutes, why are they presenting that as a way forward? What is the angle behind it? I'm asking you to think for them. I understand that, but I don't even see what the angle is.
The thing you want to take a look at in what's being said there, too, Sue, is that they're talking about this test and that test, but additional tests to find out what it is we're trying to find out with the test we have. This is insane.
Yeah,
The other part of that story, by the way, let me finish, is Glenda Ritz said that the plan that Benning is talking about would go against the new Indiana law that requires the state to end ISTEP after the coming school year. Benning says he doesn't want to rush the decision. He says, I'm concerned that based on where we are today, we're never going to get where we need to be on the timeline that we have allotted. There you go, on the timeline we have allotted.
Right, and you know what? They made the timeline. They can change the timeline.
That's right.
And I'm still not sure where it is he thinks we need to be. I think that's part of the problem. I think it sounds like they went into this and just wanted to find a replacement without thinking broadly, again, about the purposes of testing and why we're doing this and what information it gives us, and is it worth the millions, if not billions, of dollars that we're spending on testing throughout the state, which has turned out to kind of be a failure the last few years for us.
Well, and I think the other thing that kind of rubs me the wrong way is that in all of the political stuff that's going on now, we're bragging about Indiana abandoned Common Core. Well, okay, but we've come up with things that are just as bad in its place.
Well, that's true. So abandoning Common Core was a political decision. I know there are a lot of different feelings about Common Core. I wasn't a fan of Common Core, but we seem to have something that's Common Core-like.
Mm-hmm.
Leading up to Common Core, Indiana had some very high standards that a lot of people agreed was even better than Common Core. Again, I'm not sure what direction we're going or why we're going this direction.
Well, and you follow this, and Keith follows it, and if that's your opinion, that makes even less sense. There's not some grand plan that's trying to follow here, or we're trying to weed something out. When local educators how long have you been doing this stuff? When you guys sit there and say, well, I'm not real sure where this is going, well, that's just... Well, there
what
should
happens
be.
When Indianapolis and Washington, D.C. think they know more about education than the people who do it professionally?
It's baffling at best. So
and I think that's the point. And again, that's why I would encourage people to do everything you could to contact the representatives on this panel or your local representatives to talk about what's good for education.
Well,
and this type of standardized testing really doesn't advance education.
I'm at a loss. I can't figure it out. When I can't figure things out, it frustrates me. And it's at the expense of what? I don't know. Do you need this testing? Do you need the money? You got to follow the money to find the answer in some of this stuff, don't you?
Well, I kind of always agree with that.
Well,
and there's a whole lot of money that people have found to be in public education, and that's why we're having some of the discussions, the disagreements, the issues that we're having right now, whether it's with charter schools or privatization of schools or vouchers. There's a lot of people who gain a lot of money through what they're through their lobbying efforts and other kinds of efforts. Public education is a huge, huge financial piece of our budget, and people have discovered that there's a whole lot of ways that they can dip into that money that doesn't have anything to do with educating children.
I find it very difficult to argue with that point. Sue, stay cool this weekend. Before you know it, it'll be next Thursday. Then you'll have your meeting. We'll get a wrap-up on that with one eye, obviously, ahead on August 10th. That's the day everybody will open their doors for the kids to come back, and then we'll start talking about kids again, because I think that's the key to all this, isn't it?
It sure is. And our meeting is Tuesday at 6 o'clock in the Administration Center. Certainly all are welcome. One of the first things in the meeting is public comment, if people would like to make a comment to the board, and stay around for all of the other business that we're going to conduct during the meeting.